We have yet to see a German plane over the amphibious convoy. There are four fires on the shore, looking like pinpoints, winking, smudged by smoke. Now planes are going overhead. That baby was plenty low. I think I just made the statement that no German planes have been seen. And I think there was the first one we've seen so far. He came very low, just cleared our stack, and as he passed, he let go a stream of tracer that did no harm. And then just as that happened, there was a burst of fire on the coast just off of us 5 miles.
It was June then, too. And with splendid impartiality, the things that grow out of the earth and the things that move over the earth brought forth their young that year and nursed them and sniffed for danger and comported themselves as though this year were just like any other. It was not.
Here we go again. Another plane's come over.
It was June that day, too. June 6th, 1944. The invasion of Europe had begun. A whole generation was put to the test, and they who were young would never be young again.
Into the clouds before they burst. Space is still going up, and now the plane is probably gone beyond. Looks like we're going to have a night tonight.
Here he goes.
They got one. They got one.
We got that one. Got it right here.
Did we?
Yeah.
For this one? Great blotch of fire came down and is smoldering now. Just off our port side in the sea.
The lights of that burning Nazi plane are just twinkling now in the sea and going out.
Drinking beer in a cabaret, and was I having fun? Until one night she caught me right, and now I'm on the run. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down.
June 6th, 1944, 18 years ago this week. 18 years, and already the times have grown strange. The things we said and the music we played. And it all seems like some half-remembered play we saw a long time ago. Banners that said, keep 'em flying. Ration cards for gasoline and the page boy hairdo. And you lined up for everything. Meals and typhus shots and movies that always seemed to be about USO musicals or Errol Flynn somewhere in the Pacific. And songs contrived to beguile us into forgetting for a moment that stern things lay ahead. Then a day when the music ended.
Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you. In company with our brave allies and brothers in arms on other fronts, you will bring about the destruction of the German war machine, the elimination of Nazi tyranny over the oppressed peoples of Europe, and security for ourselves in a free world. Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened. He will fight savagely. But But this is the year 1944. Much has happened since the Nazi triumphs of 1940-41. The United Nations have inflicted upon the Germans great defeats in open battle, man to man. Our air offensive has seriously reduced their strength in the air and their capacity to wage war on the ground. Our home fronts have given us an overwhelming superiority in weapons and munitions of war, and placed at our disposal great reserves of trained fighting men. The tide has turned. The free men of the world are marching together to victory. I have full confidence in your courage, devotion to duty, and skill in battle. We will accept nothing less than full victory. Good luck, and let us all beseech the blessing of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking.
June 6, 1944, 18 years ago this week, and the waves break today against Normandy Beach as they did that day in obedience to laws immutable and above amendment or debate. And children can come there and look about them and say, what happened here? What place is this? Now, there are some hints. A landing craft half buried in the sand, a rusted tank. But for the most part, the waves and the wind have reclaimed their own and swept away the untidiness, and only memory survives. What was it like, the very young say now? Do you remember the excitement? Did you know that this was history? One who was there told me once what he remembered about the trip, a little nausea from the choppy waves, something about an unpaid bill in a pub back in England, lights off the coast, ours or theirs, he didn't know. And his wristwatch broke. But the sense of history, I said, the knowledge that this was perhaps an Armageddon, were you not moved to be a part of it all? And he answered, for his generation, perhaps for all of those who marched down to Thermopylae and Waterloo and Gettysburg. History, he said, Armageddon? No, mostly I remember the noise and how I was a little seasick. Don't ask those who were there about glory. Such things, if they ever were, were long ago and far away.
Just one look and then I knew.